Nobody texted anything in the chat. We're just all going to wait for Adam to feverishly type as fast as he can.
I have a question about a commercial that, of course, we know that Taylor hasn't seen, but our listeners and perhaps Rodan has seen. It's, I believe it is truly inspired by Big Fatty.
Okay.
It's for Slinger, the DirecTV, like, competitor. Have you seen the commercial for it?
The Sling TV stuff?
Where she says, do you want to come inside and see my CR sling?
Yes.
And the couple does the, and then they get inside, they're like, oh, sling.
Yeah.
She's like, what did you think
the
of it?
Swinger the guy, question.
And
yeah.
The guy goes, I didn't want to be naked.
It's like one is like his shirt's like mostly off. By the time
he's taking off his shirt.
Him,
and he's like, yeah, let's do it. It's totally great.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I believe it is truly inspired by Big Fatty.
The Sling TV stuff?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2733 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 18th of July, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to do my very best to get caught up on some of these voice letters. Yes, Big Betty! Hello, registrants. Big Betty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, yo, registrants today, because y'all, Big Fatty's been working. I've been working on, on consolidating the the list of the motel reservations for New Orleans. Big Fatty, shouldn't you play the music if you're going to talk about it? Well, okay, we'll play the music. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and right now it looks like we can we've got about 56 people that are signed up that are planning to come to New Orleans. Now, y'all, there'll always be a few last minute additions, and y'all, I just want to bring this up. If you are still considering, I think you can still get that Pride 48 rate of $99 a night at the motel. I don't know that for sure, though. I'll make that clear. But y'all, if you're having trouble with the duckies, y'all, we've got a couple of folks that have offered to share a room, and if you're interested in going, and that's one of the considerations that you're having to deal with, get in touch with Big Fatty, and I'll hook you up with the folks that are here offering to share a room, and you make your own arrangements from there. But y'all, it looks like we've got about 56 people right now. Y'all, I think we'll have over 60 before the event gets here. Y'all, it's only about a month away, no, about five or six weeks away, and about 5 weeks away. And y'all, I think just based on who has already signed up, y'all, I think that we've got 16 little shows. Now, that doesn't include the pink carpet or the opening or closing show, of course. But 16 little shows that doing their presenting their wares. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. It is a little vulgar. But anyway, and that old crooked hat is going to be sending out an e-letter to each of those little shows to encourage them to participate and do a little show during the weekend. So, y'all, it's all beginning to come together. So make your plans if you're still on the fence.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh,
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty and the gang from Blime Time. I wanted to call and congratulate you on your retirement. I'm really happy for you and a little bit jealous. I wanted to wish you long days of nippin' naps, lots of gin, walking around Fat Acres, and what the heck, a few more mystery dates now and again. So talk to you soon, and again, congratulations.
Dear, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Cackle, and from over there at the Blind Time. And Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry I'm just getting around to it, but Big Fatty appreciates it nonetheless. And y'all, by the way, Mr. Cackle and Dr. P are going to be down there in the Nolans. They're going to be doing their little show down there. And y'all, he may even have a special prize or something during his little show. Anyway, one moment, please. Big Fatty, nobody else drinks water out of a poison china water glass. Well, no, because that's in the public domain now. But, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much. And I hope you're enjoying the updates of Big Fatty's retirement. And I am indeed enjoying my nipple naps and my nipple walks around Fat Acres. And just, yeah, it's, y'all, it's good. And y'all, there's nothing, there's no larger compliment you can give Big Fatty about his retirement than to say that you're a little bit jealous. And I feel it. I feel it. And your day will be here before you know it. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Hey, it's, Bill, you're number one. It's the end of the day, and I wanted to call and wish you congratulations on a career well done. You're going to start a new phase of your life. So have a little saying that I want to share from one retiree to another. What you don't get done today, you can always do tomorrow. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Bill in St. Louis. You know, he's the number one fan of the BFO. And in fact, first of all, Bill, thank you so much for the call and for that wise wisdom. And you are exactly right. What you can't get done today, you can get done tomorrow. And y'all, speaking of Bill in St. Louis, y'all, he's going to be down there at the Pride 48 in Nolens. In fact, y'all, a Big Fatty has got just a huge number one fans that are going to be there. We're going to have Bill in St. Louis. He was in 2009. Moose P will be there. He's 2010. Joe in Dallas is 2011. Gavin is 2012. Trucker Alex is going to be there, 2015. And Mr. Mike is going to be there, 2018. Only ones we're going to be missing are the old crazy Mexican had him. He's over there in Bulgaria. Brian in Danbury, he's going to be on a cruise of a lifetime with Veda. Last year's number one, my youngest daughter, Nessa, she was going to work. Try her best to get there, but still hadn't gotten her confirmed yet. So y'all, if you see Nessa on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all give her a little poke. Betty, that sounds vulgar. Well, encourage her if you can. You know, she's just bought a new villa, but y'all encourage her to be there, and it'll just be love. Big Fatty, has she been able to feel her face? I don't know.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Steve the Tater. I know I haven't called in a month of Sundays, but I've got a question for you. So if you could please kindly cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our X Big Fatty question comes to us from the left coast, from that Steve the Tater from the Airplane Show. And Steve, what you got?
I'm very curious. At your retirement drop-in, did you or Vader invite the Skull? I'm only asking because I really dig her music. All right, that's all. This is a Sater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Steve the Tater from the Airplane Show. And first of all, Steve, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you since we don't hear little airplane shows. But anyway, I think we've already answered this question earlier, and I'm just now getting around to your call, so I'm sure you remember that we did indeed invite the skull, and she is still hated, and she was still complaining. We believe that she just came for the cake and ice cream and to bitch and complain, and she did all of those quite well. In fact, I believe on a previous little show of old Veda, went on and on about how much he hated her, and my straight boyfriend from the future, Straight Bob, said, "Now let's get can we just finally get this settled? Does Larry H. Veda hate the skull?" And y'all, it made Big Fatty touch himself. Big Fatty, Straight Bob always makes you touch yourself inappropriately.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
2 weeks since my last voicemail, but I still haven't heard it. I'm on my way to work. I was thinking about you. It's 8:35 or so in the morning. I'm sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, even though Waze, Google Maps, and Apple Maps said no traffic. So whatevs, I'm right here at your exit. For the villa, because you know I live two exits up, and stop and go has been. Still, everybody says no traffic, whatevs, and I guess that's one of those things you don't have to deal with being old, fat, and retired. Listen, for those who don't know, because he doesn't ever mention anything important on the little show, I stopped by the villa to see the retiree last week, about 1 week into retirement, mostly because he had left some shit at the coal mine that I didn't want to deal with, so I swung by the old villa to throw some of his old performance reviews at him, which, quite honestly, I didn't look at them, but I'm sure they had good ratings and said he did his job splendidly. How things have changed. So, y'all, Big Fatty, he was fine. He was fine. I mean, he looked a little disheveled, but I feel like that's because he probably hadn't showered in 3 or 4 days. And he had on some sort of funky t-shirt, but whatevs. Like, everybody at the coal mine was like, "Oh, I bet he's gotten 3 cats already." And I said, "Well, he didn't let me see them, although I think the guest room door was closed, so, you know." But I sat down, chatted. He can still form sentences and all that good stuff. So, he's doing okay. Unfortunately. So anyway, that's all I got. It has been a busy, busy week at the coal mine. And it's only Tuesday. I don't even know what day of the week it is. I haven't had a day off in a while. But we've got the new coal miners started. And they're simply lovely. They're not old. They're not fat. They don't burp. So, that's all I got. Gotta run. I gotta go deal with this. Enjoy being fat.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm so sorry that you're having to deal with that coal mine traffic. I know it truly is one of the things. It's never really been terrible for Big Fatty. Well, there have been a few days it's been terrible. But, y'all, it's one of the things that I really enjoy not having to deal with. And, Veda, I think I did report that you did come by the villa here. Y'all, that call came in on the 10th of July, so I'm just about a week. I'm about a week from being current now. So, Veda, we'll get all caught up, and I think I've got 4 or 5 more calls to play, but I think we'll get all caught up this week. And Vader, I do not, Big Vader, you do not have any kitties here. except for Squeaky Kitty. Okay. But then I've not turned into a cat lady, and yes, I probably was wearing a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, because that's what Big Fatty wears. Big Fatty, when you wear anything, well, that's true. Anyway, and glad to hear things in the coal mine are just going swimmingly. And thank you for calling. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, I mentioned on yesterday's little show, y'all, that I had the 30% coupon at the Kohl's, and y'all, I had real good coupons, and y'all, I decided that I wanted a new bedspread for the love chamber, and y'all, so I went on and just went and kind of looked online, and there was an extra coupon. That if you ordered online either Monday or Tuesday, you got another $10 off. So, y'all, I looked around, and y'all, I found something that I liked. And I said, well, you know what? And y'all, if you order online, you can use up to 4 different coupons. Well, y'all, I had free shipping. I had $10 from the home store. I had the extra $10. From the online only, and I had a 30% off. So, y'all, I ordered this bedspread. Y'all, it was on sale, and it came to with the tax and everything, came to about $106. And y'all, I went and looked, and there was $8 in tax or something like that. And y'all, I said, well, you know what? If I go find something else, $5 or $6, then I'll get an extra $10 in the Kohl's cash, because you got $10 in Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. Y'all, I found an extra pillowcase from a Body Pillow. It was on sale, and with the 30% off, y'all, it was just the right amount of money. So I earned the $20 in Kohl's cash. I hit submit, and y'all, Tuesday, y'all, it was already, I ordered this on Monday, and y'all, it was already shipped on Tuesday, so it may be here by the end of this week. Yes, Big Fatty, Brian and Danbury, put on the 20, Big Fatty, you never told us about the French fried dill pickles. And I didn't. And in honesty, they're okay. They taste like dill pickle potato chips. They're real salty though. It's instead of chips, it's cucumbers and all. But they would be really good on my cheeseburger casserole that I made, because it would give that dill pickle flavor and the crunchiness. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I took a sneak peek at the old Von Z circular today. Y'all, they've got the good coffee on sale, so Big Fatty will have to be putting on his underpants. Big Fatty, you know, wear underpants. Well, I'll have to put on something and go to the Von Z's and check it all out. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the pot is my co-pilot, and Taffy Carlisle Huffington, when you listen to the BFO, what do you think of?
I believe it is truly inspired by Big Fatty.
The Sling TV stuff?
Oh, Big Fatty, is there a hidden camera in the love chamber?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.